What's going on, Wildcat Nation? This is another edition of the PPPD, edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer here, coming to you guys in Manhattan, Kansas, of course, on what's turned out to be a very, very nice afternoon here in Manhattan, Kansas, on this Tuesday, March 15th, 2022. March is really rolling along here. Folks, in this edition, we'll be focused on tennis. 0-2 off that trip in Oklahoma last weekend there, starting off conference play, and the Cats came in there, the women's tennis team, I should say, came in there 6-4. Well, they leave the state of Oklahoma 6-6. They get shut out. I'm going to just glaze over Oklahoma State real quick. They lost 4-0 there, not without standing the outstanding performance by the doubles. Senior duel of Kareem Marion Job and Maria Linares there kept it close there, but there are no match for the number 38th doubles pairing in the nation with Mahi Shengqiu and Martia Zerlo 6-4 there in that one. And of course, going to Oklahoma, Maria Linares' effort in the singles match was not enough there as they lose to Oklahoma 4-1 at Headington Family Tennis Center in Norman, Oklahoma there, obviously. Maria Linares did clinch a point, though. She had a good afternoon last Sunday over there down there. As well, also of note, Florentine Deckers, also the freshman, nice effort there, but fell in her singles match to Askina Cantia. I'm butchering her name. I apologize for that. Really doesn't matter. 7-6 in that one. And then, of course, she won set two, talking about Deckers, 6-4 as well here. And then, of course, senior Iona Gruhita lost that. Met her singles match to Emma Stalker 6-4, 7-5 in that one. Also, again, the pairing of Marion Job and Maria Linares were going up against the number fourth pairing in the country, Ivana Corley and Carmen Corley there. Also, that they actually picked up a point there, I think, if I'm reading that correctly there. As well, so yeah, they did pick up a point as I'm reading that right there. Also, and then of course, unfortunately, Marion Job did not finish her singles match there as well. Yeah, Maria Linares defeated Ivana Corley 6-3 and 6-2 there, and that was the only defeat there in the singles match right there. And of course, kind of to correct myself here in the doubles match, Maria Job and Linares did not wrap up their game there against Oklahoma in the doubles match as well. Florentine Deckers and Iona Gruhita got swept. Well, actually, no, they got beat in the 6-2 game there. And Dariana Alivarova and Marimi Yukita lost their doubles match also 6-2. So that's kind of a brief recap of tennis there. K-State coming up empty-handed in the state of Oklahoma, 4-0 against the Lady Cowboys, and then you get your lone point of the weekend there against the Lady Sooners in Norman there. So I don't know. I do not know at this time. I don't have their schedule. That's probably what I should do here real quick before I get ahead of myself here. Their next match for tennis here, they're going 500 here. Next matchup here will be at home this Friday against 34th ranked Texas Tech here in Manhattan, Kansas. K-State looking for their first conference win of the tennis season. The Purple Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast, and it's probably a good time to do that right now as I got the schedule set up now at the recording of this podcast here in an ear a little bit later on tonight. We will be recording, me and my co-host Alex Aiden, episode 91 of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly, which features a special guest, and I'm going to leave a little cliffhanger for that. I'm really excited to bring this guest on the podcast, our second guest of the existence of the Triple P, and episode 91 will focus strictly on women's basketball and whatever else. Any breaking news does come out, we'll talk about that, but that episode, we'll focus on 92 and the women's basketball team as they get ready for their first, second round weekend matchup there against Washington State, the 8-9 matchup, which K-State is seeded 9th. So a jam-packed Pearl Project podcast all week long, including in between your dailies as well. So make sure you are subscribed to the Pearl Project podcast. I know I keep saying it, and I'm going to keep saying it, folks. If you're a big K-State fan wanting everyday coverage outside of football and basketball, this is the place to do it, right here, the Pearl Project podcast. Of course, we're going to talk about football and basketball, but not to the extent of some of the other podcasts. I know K-State podcasts are trying to be a little bit different than all the rest of them, with just majority focus on football and basketball. But there's also baseball going on as well. And after recording this podcast here in just a little bit, the K-State baseball team, winners of 4 straight on the road in Nebraska, taking on Omaha here later on as well. K-Man will have coverage on the radio as well as K-State men looking, the baseball team, shouldn't say men, baseball team looking to extend their winning streak to 5 after starting off a little bit of rough patch in this part of the season, 3-7. They are now at 500. Kind of like what the tennis team is right now. Looking to get over 500 for the first time all season long. That's a wrap on this edition of the podcast. This might come out actually tomorrow. So when this daily comes out, hopefully the baseball team would have won the game. Hey, Eddie Greer III, appreciate y'all. Spread the word about the Pearl Project podcast. Go Cats! Another edition of Triple P Daily in the books.